We all have digestive problems from time to time, but for some people, they may require more specialized care from a doctor known as a gastroenterologist. But what do you need to know before seeing one? We're going to talk about it today with Dr. Tree Hun, a physician at Northwest Florida Gastroenterology. This is Helmet of Health, the podcast from Fort Walton Beach Medical Center. I'm Prakash Chandran. And first of all, Dr. Hun, what type of doctor is a gastroenterologist?
A gastroenterologist is a physician who specializes in digestive system. We have to go through 4 years of medical school, 3 years of residency in internal medicine, and then 3 years of fellowship in gastroenterology. We deal with a large spectrum of medical illnesses, including acid reflux, Barrett's esophagus, gallbladder disease, pancreatic disease, digestive issues such as diarrhea, constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, celiac disease. We also deal with liver diseases, including viral hepatitis, autoimmune hepatitis, hereditary liver diseases such as iron overload, copper overload, liver cirrhosis related to alcoholism, ascites. In addition, we also train in endoscopic procedures such as colonoscopy to screen for colon cancer, upper endoscopy, bioductal endoscopic procedures, and many others. It is a fascinating field. We do have the opportunities to use the cognitive skills and technical skills. Not only that I see the patients in the office, I will also be the one to discover the cause by performing the procedures myself.
Got it. You know, I was just going to ask you when someone would need to see a gastroenterologist, but you named so many different things. And I think really what it comes down to is anytime you have any sort of real digestive issue, that's when you would go to see one. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes. There are many reasons that a patient would come to see us. We do recommend to screen for colon cancer at the age of 50 for everyone, except for Black population. They need to have a colonoscopy to screen for colon cancer at the age of 45, because we do find colon cancer occurs at a younger age among this population. Patients also come to see us if they have abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, uncontrolled acid reflux, constipation, diarrhea, unintentional weight loss. We also treat for like hepatitis B, hepatitis C. If you have any kind of liver disorders with liver enzymes elevation, hemorrhoidal disease, rectal bleeding, we also do endoscopy. If you have difficulty swallowing, we can dilate the esophagus, liver cirrhosis also. Bioductal stone is another example that you can go and see a GI doctor. We do perform a procedure, it's called the ERCP, to extract the stones out.
So I'm curious as to the process around seeing a gastroenterologist. I'm assuming that you first, you know, when you were experiencing some of the symptoms that you're mentioning, potentially you might have an irritable bowel, you're going to the bathroom a lot. I'm assuming you go to your primary care physician and then they refer you. Is that correct?
Yes. And depending on the insurance that you have, sometimes you get to go directly to see a GI doctor, but some insurance require you to go through the primary care doctor to give you the right direction to see a GI doctor.
And when you say GI doctor, that's gastrointestinal, right?
Correct.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the more common things that you see as a gastroenterologist. Like when your patients come to see you, what do they normally have?
One of the most common complaints a patient coming in is for abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting. They have indigestion. And also, we see a lot of patients come and require to have a screening colonoscopy to screen for colon cancer, colon polyps. Those are the typical patients that we will see in our office.
I see. When someone is having severe abdominal pain and they come to see you, how do you go about diagnosing that?
We would have to get the details of their medical problems, the onsets of the symptoms, any associated symptoms, what trigger the symptoms. So we have to have the details of all of this medical information, and then we have to do a physical exam. We need to see if there's any answer during that process. If we don't have any answers, then we can do additional testing such as abdominal CT, abdominal X-ray, ultrasound, or sending them to the endoscopic procedure such as the upper endoscopy or the colonoscopy.
Okay, I see. And just to reiterate, you had mentioned that a good age for most people to get a colonoscopy is at the age of 50, unless you are in the black population, at which case you would get it at the age of 45. Is that correct?
Correct. If you have family history of colon cancer, then you might need to do the colonoscopy sooner than that, maybe start at the age of 40. If your family member is having colon cancer at the age of, let's say, 45, then you need to have a colonoscopy 10 years younger, which is at the age of 35.
The final thing I wanted to ask is about the endoscopy procedures. You know, we hear about this often, but I actually don't know what it is. So can you talk a little bit about what an endoscopy procedure looks like?
The endoscopy, if you talk about the upper endoscopy, you would need to be fasting for 8 hours before the procedure. And then the following morning, you go to our endoscopic suite. We would put the patient to sleep. We have a very small scope, and it's flexible. It has a light and the camera at the end of the scope. So we look at the TV monitor to see where we are going. We will pass the scope into the mouth, the esophagus, the stomach, and the small intestine. During the procedure, the patient will sleep the whole time. They will not feel any of it. We will do biopsies, and we can do different diagnostic tests and even therapeutic treatment for the during this process. The colonoscopy, you would have to take some medications the day before the procedure. You will have lots and lots of diarrhea to clean out your colon. So the following day, you go to the endoscopy unit. You would go to sleep again, and then we have a long scope. We would go into the colon, and the upper endoscopy would take about 5 minutes. The colonoscopy would take maybe about 30 minutes or so. Very small risk procedures. It's less than 1% chance of any kind of complications.
I see. So it's really a chance to really get in there with the scope and see very clearly what exactly is going on. And you're even saying in some cases, treat some things. Is that correct?
Right. It can be therapeutic as well. If you having difficulty swallowing and we find that you have esophageal stricture, we would be able to do the biopsy. We would be able to dilate the esophagus right then. That will help you with swallowing better.
All right, Dr. Hun, well, I truly appreciate your time today. That's Dr. Tree Hun, a physician at Northwest Florida Gastroenterology. Thanks for checking out this episode of Helmet of Health. Call 850-357-8151 to make an appointment or visit nwflgastroenterology.com. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and be sure to check out the entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. Thanks, and we'll talk next time.